11 Days, a Carrigan and Miller novel, Book 2, written by Stav Sherez and read by David Thorpe.
The first time you see a dead body, it changes you forever. You leave a little piece of yourself behind, but what they don't tell you, what they never tell you, is that in return, you carry something new and strange into the rest of your life. We arrived yesterday. I've never been so glad to land anywhere as I was after that flight. Of course, I had the window seat and could see every flash of lightning that sparked and danced across the plane's wing, the razor-tipped mountains so close below us that I felt as if I could reach out and scoop the snow from their peaks. He didn't even seem to notice when we started plunging. The air squeezed out from our lungs, masks dangling uselessly, the crew buckled down, pale-faced and silent. Nor when we swerved and shook and rattled. He glanced past me out the window when the first engine failed, but didn't say a word. Of course, he'd been popping pills since Heathrow, God knows what and how much, and so I shouldn't have been surprised at all. The town is smaller than I expected. It is hot and dusty and ugly and not at all what I was led to believe. Chain stores and fast food joints line the main street. Everything is in English. Everything is geared towards us, tourists, adventurers, white folk with money to burn. It makes me sick, but he just laughs that cynical laugh of his, the one he thinks makes him out to be cleverer than he is, and gives me that knowing nod, each Starbucks and McDonald's just further confirmation of what he had believed all along. I never noticed it back in London, but it only took one day in this hellhole for me to see him as he truly is. Maybe that's why we travel. Maybe we don't fly and drive and get boats to see new lands, but only to see ourselves and our loved ones as they really are, and not distorted by the mask and mesh of everyday life. On holiday, all your crutches and supports are stripped away, and there's only you and him, and the relentless dead heat of midday. He likes it here, I can tell, and wants to stay. He likes the late-night dive bars and small hole-in-the-wall cafes full of strange alcohol and even stranger food. We argue about this the first night in town. We're staying in a run-down hostel on the edge of what seems like the red light district. The photo on the web looked nothing like this. This is the kind of house you cross the street to avoid walking past. The room is small and close, so that we share each other's breath as we pass, our sticky bodies clinging for a second and then sliding off. There is a fan, but of course it doesn't work. Cockroaches scuttle along the bed and floor. They're twice the size of any I've ever seen before, and they make me constantly uneasy. The way they stop every now and then and seem to turn and face you, antennae twitching, before they decide to scamper off. I tell him we didn't come here to be in another city, to sit in bars with Europeans and drink cheap beer all night. He looks at me like I'm crazy, like what else would we be doing here? It was his choice, this holiday. He'd bought and booked it before he even consulted me. It was the first time he'd done something like this, and I was surprised, sure, and a little excited that he would do such a thing. He said he'd come into some money and had been dying to travel here since he was a little boy. And of course, I believed him. You're getting used to this, right? You think I should have known better? At night, we sit in the old quarter under candlelight and mosquito buzz in one of the identical bars that line the tourist area. He finds it easy to talk to people, to strike up conversations with total strangers, and within 5 minutes they find they have something impossibly obscure in common. That's what he's like. It's not at all what I'm like. But I pretend for him. I do. I laugh when someone says something resembling a joke. I stare wide-eyed and drop-jawed at their tedious tales of near-death experiences and remarkable survivals. I drink the strange, clear alcohol as it's poured into my glass, and I get the round when it's my turn. But I hate them.